Morning Show with Declan Meehan. East Coast
FM. Now, a young man from Bray is participating in an 8-week fight camp to prepare for a white-collar boxing match later in the year in a bid to raise funds for Mental Health Ireland and to urge young people to speak up. And that man is Shane Mangan. He's here this morning. You're very welcome, Shane. Good morning to you.
Thanks very much for having me.
Good morning. And what is, what's all this? An 8-week fight camp. What's that? And a white-collar boxing match.
there's a company that does an 8-week fight camp. And at the end of it, you have a white-collar boxing match. So it's for complete beginners. You go in, a complete novice, you've never done boxing before. They teach you the basics. And at the end of it, you have a light-hearted fight in the Leopardstown Racecourse Pavilion.
So you don't get sort of injured badly.
No. It's white collar, so you'll have headgear, and I presume it'll be 16-ounce gloves, so it'll be like a pillow fight.
Oh, right, okay, right. Well, I could handle that one myself, I think. Very good. So have you an interest in boxing, or is it just the vehicle to do what you want to do?
Just the vehicle. Just boxing is often associated with a form of getting some stress out, and I just thought it was quite fitting considering that I wanted to do a fundraiser for mental health. So I just thought the two complemented each other quite well, so that's why I chose boxing.
Very good. Okay, so tell us about yourself. I mean, why mental health?
Recently enough, I had my own struggles with mental health. It wasn't something that I nurtured growing up. It just wasn't really a topic that we discussed in my house or in my social circle. I recently went through some struggle with my own mental health, and when I came out the other side of that journey, I knew that I wanted to do something positive surrounding mental health to potentially help the younger generations to break some stigmas associated with mental health.
Right, and if you're struggling with mental health, what's that like?
Dark.
Like what?
It's different for everybody. Everybody has a different journey, and it's unique to everyone. Me, personally, I kind of was lost in myself. I wasn't in full control of my emotions, and I just didn't feel like myself. I knew something was wrong, but couldn't quite place my finger on what it was.
What would you like to live with?
Not pleasant, I would imagine.
Yeah. Were you silent, or were you expressive?
Expressive, I was told. I was quite irritable. So I didn't have a whole lot of patience, which is something that a lot of people would describe me as. I'm very patient, but when I was going through this journey, the patience was lost. I was quite hot-headed and quick to anger because I wasn't in control.
And would you have any idea of why you were getting angry, or did you just react or something?
There's no real answer to why I was getting angry. It was more that I just wasn't in control of myself at that moment in time. There was so much going on in my head that I was trying to battle with that I couldn't give attention to every aspect of myself. So some part of me was let loose, and unfortunately that was my temper sometimes.
Some cynics might say, for God's sake, you know, would you ever, you know, control yourself, sort of thing? You're selfish. You're actually just going with the flow and expect everybody to, you know, put up with that.
Yeah, well, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. So if somebody is unhinged, or maybe they're a little bit irritable that day, you don't know what happened the day previous. They might be having a really tough time, a rough week. Something might have happened recently in their life that they're struggling with. So maybe cut them some slack.
And how did you notice this? I mean, were you different than the Shane up to a certain point?
Yeah, I seen it in myself, but the whole journey kind of kicked off when my girlfriend Kayla noticed a bald spot on the top of my head, which is weird. It wasn't male pattern balding, it was just a 2-euro coin bald patch. And I went to a GP, and it was suspected alopecia areata. So a lot of people would know alopecia as no hair, no eyebrows, things like that. This is a form of it, but it's in patches, and it can be brought on by stress. It can be brought on by a poor diet, lack of exercise. But I'm a personal trainer, so I knew it wasn't lack of exercise or a poor diet. And speaking to multiple GPs, it was narrowed down that it was most likely due to stress. And then some recent events in my life as well kind of pointed towards
right,
that.
Right, so it was a symptom of something, was it?
Yeah. So alopecia areata is when your immune system basically attacks the hair follicles. So it's just lashing out, essentially. So I had so much built up stress and anger and emotions in my body that I wasn't dealing with. It kind of exploded out, and that's how it showed itself in physical form.
Right, and this was emotional stress, because if you're doing the physical exercises and things, I mean, the textbook would tell you you're alleviating that stress.
Yeah, so it's emotional. So you can do physical exercise, that's fine, but you need to work on the mental side as well, which is something that I was neglecting. So this was my body telling me, you're neglecting us, you need to look after your head as well as your physical well-being.
Right, and did anybody ever say to you when you went to GPs or whoever, you know, this is internal stress that's manifesting itself as this particular illness?
Yeah, that's exactly what was said to me, and I was the solution was sort out your stress. You need to figure out a way of managing your stress and deal with whatever situations you're currently not dealing with, because there's something beneath the surface. And that's where my journey began, because at that moment in time when you're confronted and told you have an underlying issue that you're not dealing with, and it's not physical, so it's not obvious, it's internal. That's where the journey began.
Right. You managed to hold on to your girlfriend. Kaylin, was it?
Kayla. Yeah. She grounded me, yeah. She's been a rock and all this, so big shout out to Kayla.
Yeah, well, fair play to her. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't put up with that.
No, absolutely.
Erratic behaviour or whatever.
Absolutely. No, she knew. I've been with Kayla for 8 years, I think, so she's... I've been with her since I was 15, so she knows me inside and out, so she knew that that wasn't the real me. It was just a short burst in time where I wasn't myself.
Right. So what measures were taken to put you back together?
I had to... See, this is the kind of thing where the lack of information is out there. I kind of had to internally look at myself and evaluate myself. I didn't really know how to attack this problem. I was just kind of given, you have a condition, now your body is rejecting your hair because you're so stressed. Do with that what you will. You have to combat the problem, but how you do that is, I don't know. So I seeked out some therapy, which is something that I'd never done before. I had a little bit of a hard time getting somewhere. Most places I rang, just never returned phone calls, didn't have any space. So I ended up getting somewhere, but I had to settle for a student therapist. So not a fully qualified one, because I just couldn't get my hands on one.
Right, but the person was good, were they?
Yeah, they were good. They were a student.
Pointing in the right direction.
Yeah, it was more somebody to listen to. It was more somebody to vent to and kind of steer you in the right direction rather than giving you the answers, which is what I wanted. You know, when you're kind of fighting against the clock, when you're told you have a problem and you need to find a solution, you want to find it as quickly as possible. But something that I've learned with mental health is there's nothing quick about the solution. It's a lengthy process and you have to just take it step by step.
And when you were you venting randomly about anything that would express the emotion, or were you venting about maybe the source of your frustration, which was leading to the way you felt?
Yeah, so you're basically just reminiscing on any aspect of your life that you might think could be in any way traumatic. So you're trying to reminisce on anything that could have happened that you haven't dealt with, or anything that upset you and you pushed under the carpet. So yeah, you're kind of just talking about anything and everything, jumping back and forth on the timeline of your life, trying to figure out where something went wrong that you're not dealing with.
Yeah, and when did you turn the corner?
Recently, about 3 months ago, I kind of came out the other end of the tunnel and realised what it was that was causing these problems for me. Me personally, it was bereavements. So I hadn't dealt with people passing away in my life very well. It was a situation where I dealt with it very quickly the day of the funeral, afterwards move on, pretend like it never happened, and never grieved those people that I lost. So once I identified that was the problem, I could accept these people are gone in my life, and then I could start the grieving process and then move on and let out all that stress. And thankfully I found the source of the problem, which was bereavements.
So bottled up, basically,
essentially,
and then had to get out somewhere. And it comes out in the emotional stress that you have, and then the consequence of that, what happened with your hair?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And you figured out that yourself, really, did you?
Sure, trial and error.
Yeah.
It wasn't as simple as it sounds. It was trial and error, you know, exploring every aspect of your life in such depth to try and figure out what it could be. And then finally I found it, but it's a lengthy process. It took me months to internally reflect on what I haven't dealt with in the past, because everybody has situations in their lives that they maybe didn't deal with perfectly. But trying to reflect on, I'm 24 years of age, trying to reflect on every single thing that has upset me in my life to figure out where all this stress was coming from was difficult, but eventually I got there.
You presumably had to face up to things that you didn't want to be facing up to.
But unfortunately when you're going through a struggle with your mental health, you can't really shy away from any topic or any subject.
Be uncomfortable about anything?
Absolutely. This is something that was completely foreign to me. I never really spoke about my mental health. This is why I'm trying to break down the stigmas. When previous to my own journey, if you had have asked me about mental health, it would have been a really taboo topic for me to talk about. I would have been walking on eggshells. I don't really know how to approach it. It's something I'd never had any personal experience with. None of my friends have ever talked about it. Family had never spoke about it. So it would have been something that I wouldn't have known how to approach or even speak about. So yeah, it was extremely uncomfortable, and it still is to this day. But that's why I want to do all of these things, like coming on live air with you and speak about my own mental health, to hopefully inspire others to speak about their mental health.
Yeah.
Hopefully break down the stigmas associated with, you know, talking about your mental health, you're showing weaknesses and things like that, when actually it's strength.
What are you doing in college?
I do advertising and marketing communications in TUD on the Tala campus.
All right, okay. So marketing and advertising.
Yeah.
Right. There's plenty of work in the future for that.
Oh, absolutely.
What drew you to that?
I done work experience when I was in school in behaviour and attitude. It is a market research company in Milltown, and they let me sit in on a focus group for Brendan's Bread, and I was fascinated. I absolutely loved it. I just couldn't understand some of the aspects of it, and when it was broken down and explained to me, I fell in love with it. So in the focus group was middle-aged women, and I just couldn't understand why there was no diversity, there was no different age categories. But when the interviewer explained to me afterwards that this was their target market, all the terminology was just like, whoa, this is amazing. I have to pursue this and find out more. So yeah, I'm actually going back to complete my 4-year work experience in behaviour and attitude as well.
Right.
Starting next week.
Right. And do people like old Mr. Brennan?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, absolutely.
You dirty alpha. I don't mean that. But fair play to you. So you're going back and doing it. No. In order to make us all aware, which you have done this morning, and thank you for speaking so eloquently and you know, exposing some aspects of yourself to us as well. Thank you. But you're obviously, you know, want to highlight mental health. So how are you going about that?
So I'm doing the 8-week camp, and then I'm doing the fight at the end. I also have a GoFundMe. But the ultimate goal of this is to put myself out there on social media and talk about it in person with people, just speaking about mental health, because I feel as though if somebody had spoke to me about mental health before I went through my struggles, it maybe would have influenced me to speak about my mental health before things came to a head. So if somebody had expressed their own struggles with mental health, maybe I wouldn't have viewed mental health as such a weary topic to approach. If it was normalised and spoke about on a daily basis and people were free-flowing with their mental health, maybe people wouldn't bottle it up and hold these things in until it comes to a boiling point.
Yeah. Have you met Adam Burke, by the way?
Adam Burke, that worked in the Body Altrim Community Centre?
Yes. Yeah.
I went to St. Fergal's, only around the road there, and he was one of the workers in the Body Altrim Community Centre when I used to go there as a nipper.
Right, because he's interested in mental health. Just a conversation, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, him and another gentleman called Paul that done wrestling were there when I was there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, small world.
Small world. Oh, I know everyone.
So, where can people find out all about this then? And
if you look on GoFundMe, it's Fighting Stigmas Associated with Mental Health. Or if you look on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, it's Shane Mangan. And I've done some videos speaking about my own journey and encouraging others to speak about theirs.
Right, what does Kayla think of all this? She's happy to have the old Shane back, is she?
Yeah, she's extremely proud of me speaking about my mental health, but she was upset by the fact that I didn't share it with her earlier, which again is not a reflection on our communication. It was just a reflection on me not knowing how to communicate, and that's something that I'm trying to get across to people, that it's so normal. communicate, get it across before you come to a boiling point, like I did where I started to lose my hair.
Yeah, and maybe even friends and family.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Talk to absolutely anybody. Yeah. Be surprised how willing people are to listen and help, because everybody knows somebody that's gone through struggles with mental health. So it's a really, really important topic for a lot of people. And when you actually speak about mental health to people, you realise how normalised it actually is.
Shane, you've got to come into us on an ongoing basis from time to time. Very inspiring.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in this morning. And once again, the GoFundMe page to find out more is...
Fighting stigmas associated with mental health.
Very good. Shane Mangan. Thanks very much indeed, Shane.